Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell rejected a proposed ballot initiative aimed at banning commercial set netting throughout most of the state today. As KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, the language in the initiative didn't agree with a previous Alaska court ruling.
The proposed initiative would have been on the 2016 ballot, and voters would have decided whether or not to ban commercial set netting in urban areas of the state, including Cook Inlet, where commercial set netting makes up a big chunk of the economy. It was proposed by the Alaska Fisheries Conservation Alliance. That group's main concern is keeping dwindling king salmon stocks out of those set nets. The group's spokesperson, Joe Connors, was not available for comment on Monday, but when the group announced its effort back in November, Connors said the regular process for changing management practices and conserving king salmon isn't working.
The Board of Fish and Game gets diluted by the need to continue the set net fishery because it's a way of life, you know, whatever, whatever. But the bottom line is everything indicates, all the indicators, We have historically low numbers, and we cannot continue to have this wall of death functioning.
Sport fishers on the river and set netters out in the inlet have had their fishing time severely restricted the past 2 years in an effort to preserve those king salmon, which are coming back later in the season and in smaller numbers. In its memo to the lieutenant governor, the State Department of Law cited a 1996 court decision that said appropriating fish to different user groups could not be done by ballot initiative. There were two objectives with that case. One was to prevent an electoral majority from giving itself access to a state resource, and the other was to preserve the legislature's power to make decisions about allocation. The proposed initiative violated both of those objectives, and according to the Attorney General, quote, removed the Board of Fisheries' discretion to make allocation decisions in times of shortages. This is certainly a time of shortage for king salmon. In 2013, just over 17,000 kings returned to the Kenai River, barely making the sustainable escapement goal of 15,000. Opposition to the ballot proposal was immediate, with various commercial fishing groups speaking against it, and both the Kenai City Council and the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly adopting resolutions against it. Calls for comment from the commercial-friendly Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association were also not returned in time for this story, but its president, Rob Williams, testified at that assembly meeting in December. He called the move ballot box biology.
For 27 years, we've made the goal for the late-run fish in the Kenai River. 27 years straight. 15 of those years, we exceeded the upper end of the goal. And right now, our managers have the option to rein us in with time and area restrictions like they've been doing in the past years. The goal will be met.
In a news release Monday, the executive director of the group that proposed the ban, Clark Penny, called the decision by the lieutenant governor puzzling. That group is now evaluating a possible legal challenge. Other changes in the management of king salmon in Cook Inlet could be made next month. The Board of Fish will take up those issues and hundreds of proposals to deal with the problem when it meets in Anchorage. Reporting in Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.